Thursdays at 17:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Our starting line on the Sunny Side of Sports is African athletics. With the World Championship scheduled in just over 2 months in Doha, Qatar, top African athletes are continuing their preparations at big international meets all over the globe. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with two of South Africa's medal hopefuls at the recent IAAF Diamond League competition in London. Reigning Commonwealth Games champion Akani Simbine won the men's 100 meters final in 9.93 seconds, and reigning world champion Luvo Manyanga won the men's long jump in 8.37 meters. First, we'll hear from Akani and then Luvo. Here's Andy.
Akani, season's best, 9.93, and victory in the 100. Was that summing up your season so far? You're really pleased with how it's gone so far?
Yeah, I'm just really happy with the season so far. I'm really happy with being able to come out here and run what coach said I was going to run. Coach said I was going to run my season's best here, and that was his plan. And I came out here and I did that, and I'm really happy with where we're at. I'm really happy that I finished the race healthy, and I'm ready to go for the next phase of training.
It seems that you've decided to race less this season. Was that a calculated decision from you and your coach?
Yes, it was a very calculated decision, because last year we had raced a lot of races, and that was because our championship was so early in the year. So now this year the championship is late in the year, so we just need to make sure that I don't peak too early and I'm ready by the time we get to World Championships in September.
As you say, Doha in World Championships, they start really beginning of October. Do you feel so far everything is going to plan and you can be in that World Championship final?
Yeah, definitely. You know, everything is going to plan for me. I'm healthy, I'm running fast, I'm winning races, which is important, against good competition, quality competition that I'm going to face at World Championships. So for me, I'm really happy with it. I'm really excited going on to the rest of the season and just seeing what the future holds.
Akani, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Luvo, 8 meters 37, another win in London in the Olympic Stadium. How do you rate your performance?
I rate my performance as, like, brilliant. It was a fantastic performance. Like, I started the year, like, slowly, but now I can see myself, like, the fitness is there. And it shows that I can go to the Diamond League final prepared.
And it seemed, just standing here in the mix zone, that it's windy. How was it out on the track in the long jump?
It was crazy. Like, I had, like, a jump of 8.11 with minus 2.5. That shows me how, like, the fitness level is, like, is quite great at the moment. Like, my season is only beginning now. Since of other people, it's a long time begin.
It's an unusually long season, World Championships in Doha at the start of October. Do you feel you're planning for a slightly different season? Is going well?
Yeah, I said it's going well. This is the only time, like, this is when I'm starting to pick up the pace. And I think it's a good time to pick up now, because there's still a long way to go.
You may feel it's a disappointment that Echevarria wasn't jumping here, he withdrew. But last year, I mean, we were talking to you and you were saying, It's about time Mike Powell's world record was beaten. Do you still feel that you and Echevarria have that potential to really take it to the edge?
Yeah, definitely. Like, there's, like, Gale from Jamaica, like, he just came out, and it's gonna be crazy. Like, the world champs is gonna be the Mike Powell and who's this guy?
Thanks, Luvo. Well done.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much, energetic Andy Edwards, for those interviews with Akani Simbine and Luvo Manyanga, two of South Africa's top medal hopefuls at this year's World Championships in Doha. The IAAF World Championships in Athletics will be held from September 27th to October 6th at the renovated and multi-purpose Khalifa International Stadium in Doha. And this Doha 2019 marketing note: for the first time, sponsors of national teams will be permitted to show their logos on the uniforms that athletes compete in.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Hungarian teenager Krzysztof Milak made quite a splash Wednesday at the World Swimming Championships in Gwangju, South Korea. Milak smashed the 10-year-old 200 meters butterfly world record held by American great Michael Phelps. The 19-year-old Hungarian touched the wall in a time of 1 minute and 50.73 seconds. Phelps's mark of 1 minute and 51.51 seconds was set at the 2009 World Swimming Championships in Rome. Japan's Daiya Seto won the silver medal in Wednesday's race, while the South African Chad Leclos won the bronze medal. The 27-year-old Leclos is one of South Africa's greatest swimmers. He won the gold medal in the same 200 meters butterfly event at the 2012 Olympics in London. Chad also has won 3 Olympic silver medals during his swimming career, as well as 7 Commonwealth Games gold medals. Now let's go to Japan, where celebrations were held Wednesday, marking 1 year to go to the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. Among the dignitaries on hand in the Japanese capital was International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach.
I can really say that I have never seen any Olympic city being so ready with their preparations 1 year before the Games as Tokyo already is.
IOC President Thomas Bach is a former Olympic fencer. On Wednesday in Tokyo, he demonstrated the sport to Japanese youngsters as part of the Olympic festivities. Members of the public were invited to join Tokyo 2020 mascots and Japanese athletes in trying out more than 15 Olympic sports 1 year out from the start of the Games. In spite of the rainy weather, many families and school children participated in the various sporting events held at booths set up by Olympic partners and sponsors. Meanwhile, more than 100 protesters marched in central Tokyo Wednesday to protest against the 2020 Olympics. The demonstrators, including some from France and the United States, said the Olympics should be banned across the world as they believe the Games cause problems such as poverty and environmental damage. Let's take a break now for these Voice of America programming announcements.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, the African Continental Free Trade Area is now a reality that, if successful, will create a $3.4 trillion economic bloc. A closer look at Africa's Free Trade Agreement on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
This just in. All of July, Border Crossings is having a very special CD giveaway. If you're looking to listen to the top songs of the summer, we've got the CD for you. Every weekday, we'll be giving away Now That's What I Call Hits and Remixes 2019. Hooray! The CD presents an 18-track lineup of this year's top singles and remixes to date. You'll have access to the hottest artists of the summer, including Taylor Swift.
Are you ready for it?
Marshmello and Selena Gomez.
I've been running through the jungle, I've been running with the wolves to get to you.
Shawn Mendes.
There's nothing holding me back.
Maroon 5. And so many more. Tune into Border Crossings at 1500 Universal Time all of July to be able to listen to the top hits all summer long.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In pro boxing, world heavyweight champion Andy Ruiz and former title holder Anthony Joshua are expected to announce a rematch soon. Meanwhile, Joshua recently visited Nigeria, according to our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta.
Well, Sonny, he visited Lagos, Nigeria. For those that don't know, Lagos is the commercial capital of Nigeria with a population of more than 25 million people. He was invited by Nigerian billionaire Femi Otedola, and he visited Makoko Slum National Stadium, Fela Anikulapo's African Shrine. Nobody knows the meaning of this visit, Sonny. Some people said, well, he came back home to see the Juju Man, the Babalawo. If you're going to go back in a rematch with Andy Ruiz in the UK, you better have a Babalawo in your pocket, bro. Because if you get tagged again the way you were tagged in New York, the Babalawo better be the ringside to throw some powder, bro. Remember, on the other hand, people said, well, why did he come to Nigeria now? When he had those belts, he did not come to Nigeria. Remember, immediately Andy Ruiz took the belts, his first visit was to the president of Mexico, and he went straight to Mexico, you know. So why come to Nigeria now when the belts are gone? The best time to come to Nigeria will have been after you took the belts back and then come home. But the media in Nigeria, they were not happy because there was no interviews. It was basically a controlled visit. Well, we hope he gets his belt back and return back to Nigeria.
Well, Nnamdi, let's stick with the big boys. A Nigerian heavyweight that you're still very high about, Efe Ajagba. He was on the undercard of Pac-Man Thurman in Las Vegas. VOA. Tell our VOA boxing fans about Ajagba's performance.
Efe Ajagba fought Ali Erin Demirin, the European heavyweight champion, who is from Turkey but based in Germany. The first fighter to take Ajagba the distance. And this fight opened the telecast for the pay-per-view Saturday night. This was not his best performance, but he said he hurt his elbow in the beginning of the fight, so he could not shoot his right hand. Basically, he fought with one hand, and he was able to use his jab. He's 11-0, work in progress, still undefeated, but it wasn't his best performance. That's a lesson for him there. You can't go into the ring every time and knock out everybody. You need to learn how to adjust, which he did Saturday night. And I think people are talking about he looks stiff, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. But, you know, he had his elbow. I think he will come back and readjust because I have great hope in his corner, trainer, Hall of Famer, Ronnie Shields. So expect him to come back and make adjustments. And they'll keep him busy. I mean, to open that telecast for pay-per-view globally, we're talking about eyeballs. So that's been achieved.
Ghana's Richard Comey, world champion. How about an update on him, Nnamdi?
Son, you know, recently Richard Comey took on Raymond Beltran. He stopped him in the 8th round, 2 knockdowns in the 1st round, again in the 5th round, and 1 more in the 8th round. And the referee had to step in and say, this is enough. It was a great fight. It was on ESPN on a Friday night. It was millions of eyeballs around the globe. The winner of that fight now is supposed to take on Teofimo Lopez, hot prospect in the U.S., 14-0, undefeated, young, he's only 21. Well, but Teofimo Lopez was exposed by the Japanese boxer Masayoshi Nakatani recently, and now he struggled with Nakatani. Everybody's saying, well, how can he fight Richard Comey? Because the winner of Richard Comey against Teofimo Lopez will take on the winner of Luke Campbell against the pound-for-pound king, Vasily Lomachenko. If you know the deal going in here, because Lomachenko and Luke Campbell, that fight in the UK in August, we have the WBO belt, the WBA belt, the WBC belt on the table. The only belt left to have a unified champion is the one held by Richard Comey. And Richard Comey is in line to make some good, good money for an African boxer, Sonny.
In terms of that good, good money, Namdi, break it down. What did Richard Comey make for that fight against Ray Beltran, and what might he make if he fights Lopez?
Well, for the Ray Beltran fight, homeboy from Accra, Ghana, went home with a total of $370,000, Sonny. Originally it was $350,000. It has to take another $20,000 from Ray Beltran for not making weight. So he made $370,000 for that fight. When he clashed with Lopez in the later part of 2019, expect Richard Comey to make at least $2 million, Sonny. If he comes out of that fight with Lopez, destroying Lopez, then he will go against the winner of Lomachenko and Luke Campbell. For that fight, homeboy from Accra, Ghana, can go home with close to $5 million, Sonny. We're talking about big money. And I've said it so many times, Sonny. Richard Comey can knock out the winner of Vasily Lomachenko and Luke Campbell. And that is going to happen. So, exciting time for African boxing. We have a warrior who is about to deliver on the global stage, and he will deliver the knockout, and that's Richard Comey, Sonny.
Finally, Namdi, the boxing world recently mourning the death of Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker at the age of 55. He was killed, struck by a vehicle in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Whitaker, one of boxing's all-time greats. Your thoughts on Sweet Pea Whitaker?
Before Floyd Mayweather, we had the best defensive fighter on the planet in Sweet Pea Pernell Whitaker. And remember how he entertained us on television on the Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. And he brought excitement. You just can't touch him. But for him to go out this way, it's really, really shocking. We gave him a 10-count Saturday night before the main event, and everybody in the arena stood up. We lost a great fighter, Olympian, gold medalist, world champion. It's going to be very hard to find a good defensive fighter like Sweet Pea. Rest in peace. Rest in power, Sweet Pea.
Well said, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Some women in South Sudan are learning kickboxing skills so they can defend themselves against attackers. But one woman, Monica Michael Kelly, has set her eyes on the prize by doing intense training in order to become the first female champion to represent South Sudan in kickboxing. Ding Magat attended one of Kelly's training sessions and reports for VOA from Juba.
That is 25-year-old Monica Michael Kelly, honing her kickboxing skills in the gym. Clad in blue shorts, a vest, and boxing gloves, she pounds a punching bag as her coach braces his weight against the bag and her punches at Juba's youth center. Kelly, a Form 4 student in Juba, has been training with coach Okello Puro Obob three times a week since 2014, after her mother encouraged her to visit the youth center.
I was just home and then got lazy, and then my mom's like, go to training, go to anywhere. For girls, what do I, then I start come here. Like, I'll start boxing. Then from there, these people are not serious about really like training every day. Then I went to kickboxing, they are always here, and there is the girls. It's like, when you see they are doing, so nice.
Kickboxing is a form of martial art that combines boxing with elements of karate, in particular kicking with bare feet. Coach Obob describes it as an excellent sport for girls and women who are often denied the chance to show their aggression in sport, It also helps women defend themselves in a country where sexual violence is a pervasive problem. Kelly says since she began training, her proudest moment was when she received a gold medal and a certificate by the South Sudan Boxing Committee, followed by her performance at the Nyakuron Cultural Center. In 2017, Kelly took part in a kickboxing competition in Uganda capital, Kampala. She says even though she didn't win, she performed quite well, given her weight of 50 kgs against a competitor who weighed 65 kilograms.
I think the girl win because she's not my belt. She's not my this one because my belt is 50 and hers is 65. Then I'm just like, I'm not supposed to play with her. Then coach tell me that you have to, cause I know you are strong, you are like playing with guys every time.
When Kelly took up kickboxing, there were only three young other women training in the gym. She says the three eventually gave up the sport because they felt the training was too tough. As a kickboxer, Kelly says you must train several times a week or you will lose your technique.
I have like four girls. Then another one got married, another one busy with school, then I'm free. So I'm just like, I'll make it, then I'll be the champion.
While she's committed to becoming a kickboxing champion in South Sudan, Kelly says it won't be easy. For one thing, she says, she won't be able to attend some of the training sessions and she won't be able to attend a female kickboxing competition in Rwanda next month because Kelly says she is not ready. Coach Bob says despite the obstacles she faces, Kelly has shown enormous courage.
She's been competing in East Africa, mostly in Uganda, and of course in South Sudan. Her qualities are, she's very gentle. You can't even tell she's a kickboxer. Of course, she's loyal. She's here with us every time.
Obob says Kelly accompanies him as his assistant to UNICEF events, where he teaches experts different forms of martial arts and self-defense. Obob also says he hopes other South Sudanese women will participate in kickboxing competitions outside the country.
With peace, everything will come through. And I would like to see them going to all African games, mostly some championship, world championship. I would like to see South Sudan represented worldwide. And through sport is the best opportunity to bring these young people, young girls together.
Obob says learning kickboxing also supports the development of social skills associated with team sports, such as reliability, conflict resolution, confidence, and positive self-image. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.
Thanks, Ding. International soccer's governing body, FIFA, on Wednesday banned the former head of the Liberia Football Association, Moussa Bility, for 10 years and fined him $500,000 for corruption and misuse of funds. FIFA said it's been investigating the 52-year-old Bility since May 2018, following an audit of the Liberia Football Association. FIFA said the misappropriation of its funds related to an Ebola awareness campaign. That campaign featured some of football's top stars and was formed in late 2014 near the peak of a pandemic that killed more than 11,000 people across Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. In addition to stealing Ebola prevention funds, FIFA investigators found Bility guilty of misusing other resources sent to the LFA and diverting money to businesses controlled by him or his family. Bility is currently an executive committee member at the Confederation of African Football, CAF. He says he will be considering how he can appeal against the FIFA sanctions. In a statement Wednesday, Bility said he is committed to exonerating himself off of what he described as spurious accusation. The FIFA hammer comes down on Moussa Bility. And that wraps up the July 24th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Audrius Regis. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, the African Continental Free Trade Area is now a reality that, if successful, will create a $3.4 trillion economic bloc. A closer look at Africa's free trade agreement on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
Listen, we need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
It's Upfront Wednesdays at 1730 UTC
right here on VOA Africa.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music, and Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
This is Science in a Minute.
Scientists say there have been 5 major extinction events in Earth's history. The most devastating, killing 9 of 10 species on our planet, was the Permian mass extinction, or Great Dying, 252 million years ago. A new study by U.S. and Chinese researchers supports a theory that volcanic eruptions were responsible for wiping out most of life on Earth. The eruptions blasted significant amounts of material, especially greenhouse gases, into the atmosphere for thousands of years, causing Earth's average temperature to rise about 10 degrees centigrade. The researchers point to the warming climate as a major culprit behind the catastrophe. But also devastating was the acid rain produced by the volcanic material in the atmosphere and warmer water temperatures, which ruined the oceans and other bodies of water. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Hello, thank you for listening to Border Crossings with Larry London. This month, Border Crossings is giving away a really cool Voice of America t-shirt.
Hooray!
If you want to win one of these awesome shirts, all you have to do is make a song request for our show.
I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it, yeah.
Tune into Border Crossings at 1500 Universal Time every weekday in August for your chance to win.
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 2230 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
When news breaks, VOA News is there.
VOA.
Around the clock, listen to VOA newscasts on the top of each hour, along with our detailed news shows and analysis.
VOA News. We're online at voanews.com.
At voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.
This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Power today.